Macmillan Audio presents Fallen Masters by John Edward. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini.
Prologue. 28 years ago. 10-year-old Charlene St. John glanced at the clock. It was almost 6 p.m., and her father should have been home by now. Her father, Ian St. John, was a Scottish immigrant who had fallen in love with the African-American woman who worked at the laundry where he took his clothes each week. Ian and Louise had married and moved into a small house in Denby, a suburb of Newport News, Virginia. Ian worked for the Northrop Grumman Shipbuilding Company at Newport News. With only a rudimentary education, he was not one of the white-collar engineers or technicians. He was, he liked to say, one of the men who held the ships together. "If men like me didn't screw in the bolts and tighten the nuts, the ship would come apart and sink to the bottom of the sea," he insisted. Ian took pride in his work, and the walls in the living room of his house on Lorraine Drive were lined with photographs of the USS Ronald Reagan and the USS George H.W. Bush. These were nuclear carriers of the Nimitz class, both of which he had worked on for years. "Mama?" Charlene pleaded, her hands over her heart. "Is something wrong?"